B-Pod Studios.
97.5, The Fanatic.
It's calling the man that covers the Phillies for the Philadelphia Inquirer. His name is Matt Breen, Comcast Business Hotline, Beyond Fast. Hello, Matt. Congratulations. I understand you just came off paternity leave.
I did. Back to work just in time.
Very nice. So tell us about your child.
He's good. His name's Max. Born on May 8th. Big kid. And just getting used to it. I feel like I don't really appreciate, like, parenting until you're in it. And now it's like, holy crap, you know, how do people do this?
Yeah, well,
like every day we're surviving and advancing, and every day gets better.
So awesome,
it's been a lot of fun.
I like Max as a name for a boy, though. That's nice.
Thank
stuff.
You.
All right, let's talk about the baseball situation here, and you know, we finally have some guidelines. We can put it into focus. So, what do you think about the protocol that they are using to spread this game? All the little nuances with the wet rag and the rules for the touching the baseball and all these kind of things. Did they get it right?
Yeah, they thought of everything you possibly could think about is in that 101-page manual. I read it in the middle of the night last night when it came out, and it's ridiculous because of how detailed it is, but it's really... Every thought, everything that could possibly pop up is in there. And it's really going to come down to the players and the coaches and the families of the players and coaches and how they live their lives for the next 3 months. And that's what's going to determine if the virus, you know, can spread throughout the clubhouse or not. Because everything that the league is, the protocols, if you follow the protocols, you should be all right. But that it's not that simple. It's not that cut and dry. And I think it's going to be extremely difficult to make this work.
Really? Okay, so we're talking about people going out on their own, which is the honor system. And baseball has not really put down some instruction on what they would do or how many positive tests it would take to close the ballpark or to stop a team from competing. I guess I assume they're still discussing that, but what do you think of the honor system in general?
Yeah, if you're not going to have a bubble, that's really the only other way you do it is that, you know, you leave it up to the players. But there's a lot of, you know, honor system, and there's 28 guys in a clubhouse, 30 guys at the start of the season, and coaches and managers, and you're just, it's going to be tough. You're going to go home, and then they're going to interact with their family who may have been out, may have gotten the virus. You see how quickly it spread in Clearwater, and it didn't spread because of what happened in the complex. It happened because of what happened outside of the complex.
So
then you're going to be traveling to other cities, and it's going to be tough.
So you don't sound optimistic that they can pull this off. You see, are we more likely to see a stoppage of this if things, you know, catch on and players get affected?
I think it's going to come down to how comfortable the league is to players getting sick. Like Charlie Blackmon, one of the best players in baseball last night, tested positive for coronavirus. You're going to see that a lot throughout the season, that guys are testing positive. It's just how comfortable are you with, you know, superstars or large groups of players testing positive at the same time. And I was told with the Phillies, like, you know, when I read that last week, that, you know, right, it was like a punch to the gut. I'm like, oh, you know, that's it. Season's over. And I talked to somebody this weekend, and they were like, no, because we expected that. The league expected that. You know, it wasn't like a total shock that six players tested positive, because they're prepared for that. So now it's just how much can you stomach as the season goes on? And I love sports. I love the game of baseball, but I just think it's going to be it's not going to be the same when you're following it every day. And it's the news of the day is who tested positive or what team is being affected the most by the coronavirus. It's going to be weird. And I don't know. I have a hard time envisioning a World Series, you know, that this whole thing's going to play out smoothly.
I can't believe that Major League executive haven't discussed this possibility. I was reading a story where an epidemiologist says what you're going to look for is 2, 3, 4 cases in rapid succession. And that suggests you may have spread within the team. And that suggests that you may have to shut down that team for 2 weeks. And if you do that, they're done. I mean, they're all forfeit. So, Major League Baseball has to have something they're talking about in this kind of a situation. No?
Well, they have, so the Phillies are going to have two sites. They're going to have like a Philadelphia team of 40 players, and they're going to have a 20-man group elsewhere, and probably in Allentown, mm-hmm. if not closer. And so that's kind of how you're setting yourself up for if there's a big group of players in Philly that get sick, well, you just call in the Allentown guys or wherever they're at and reinforcements. So maybe that's how they're going to address it. But it's already people are up in arms as the 60-game season. And now if you're talking about a 60-game season played with, you know, reinforcement players or teams that have to forfeit because they all got sick, that's like the nightmare scenario. But it's not, you know, every day in the sports world, you're seeing people are getting sick. So it's not, the nightmare scenario isn't that crazy. It's very likely because of how strong we know about this virus.
So these 20 players that would be in Allentown, like, what are they doing? Just working out there?
Working out. They can play games against each other. They can't play games against other teams. And there'll be a coaching staff there. They'll be living in that area. They'll be under the same testing, getting their temperature checked twice a day, getting a blood test every other day. And they'll be getting that just like the Philadelphia group will be getting. They'll be getting it out there.
Wow.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
Let's talk about like the best case scenario, and they pull this thing off. So now you have the two tweaks, the universal DH and the extra inning rule. What do you think about both of those? And do they have a chance to survive in the future?
The DH, I'm like a baseball purist. Where if you asked me this 3 years ago, I would have said no. You know, I love the strategy and I love the pitchers batting and pinch hitting. It's kind of the point where it's so stupid. Pitchers should not hit. Give me the DH. It's about time. That's a, you want to see that. You don't want to see a pitcher bat. You want to see an extra bat in the lineup, and that's it's about time. So I'm glad they're doing it, and I would say that it's not on the books for 2021, but I bet it happens anyway.
What would prevent that from happening? These National League, the old National League people count on the tradition and they've abhorred the DH in the past. That you think that are all on board now?
Yeah, I don't understand what the holdup is because the players, I believe, would want that because it's an extra job mm-hmm. where you're getting a DH on a team and it's more money or for like a DH player can right now only negotiate with American League teams. But if you have that in both leagues, then that guy has a bigger market to make more money. So I think it's a no-brainer. It's just all about, we just saw these two sides negotiate. So nothing is simple. And with the extra inning rule, I don't know, it's kind of hokey. But for a shortened season where it's 60 games and you don't want to be playing into the night, that's fine too.
All right, so you don't think that will survive for the future?
No, I don't. Okay. I think that's like a special. Okay. We'll call that the coronavirus season rule.
All right. You also had a story today, and I agree with you 100% about now that the roster are going to be 30, that Spencer Howard and Alec Bohm have to be on it because they have to play against people. So I agree with you. How does this burden the Phillies? And do you think that they will both be on the roster?
I do. I would be shocked if Alec Boehm or Spencer Howard play another minor league game in their life, they have to be on the team. And there's multiple reasons why. Matt Klentak said when they hired Joe Girardi, it's time to win now. So if it's time to win now, you can't send your two top prospects at positions of need to not even the minor leagues, to wherever they're going to go. And then we're talking about salary arbitration and how you can control that. These guys are 24 years old. I mean, what years are we talking about? You actually want them right now. You don't want them when they're 34 years old. You know, these are the prime years that you want. So, yeah, you would lose a year at the back end of 6 years from now, but this is when you want them. So, and it's, if you're serious about winning, you're not trying to manipulate service time right now. You're trying to win a 60-game season, get to the playoffs for the first time in almost 10 years. It's a no-brainer.
All right. So with that said, then, let's just talk about Howard. If he's going to be on the roster, would they give him a chance to be a starter in this rotation?
Yeah, and the starting rotation, it could be a six-man rotation. That's the thing. It's not a natural opening day where these guys had 6 weeks in Clearwater to build up for it. You're starting in the middle of the summer on a 3-week spring training. Pitchers might not be able to go deep in the games, so you might need six starters, or you might need a piggyback starter where Spencer Howard is coming in at like in the third inning, and you know that going in, that he's coming in the third inning for Zach Eflin because he's not built up yet. So I think he's at least going to have a chance to be in the rotation. He makes your rotation better, but at the very least, he's pitching impactful innings out of the bullpen.
All right, we'll see what happens with him. Last thing is, the over-unders were set today. The Phillies are ranked fourth in the division. When you look at this team, and everything is really dependent on a quick start, I think, in this 60-game schedule. Do they have this pitching staff that can get them off to a good start? And do they have a realistic chance of doing anything in this kind of a scenario?
Yeah, and I saw the over-unders, and they were real close, right?
Yeah, they were, except for the Marlins, so, yeah.
Even though they're in fourth place, I mean, I think it was like 3 games out of first.
Yeah.
And they're right in the mix of it, but to me, it's going to come down to their bullpen. It's so hard to think back to where our heads were at when we were in Clearwater, but that was the big thing was, this team still doesn't have a bullpen. And the starting rotation certainly was flawed and thin, but you at least had Zach Wheeler added to it. But 6 weeks, they still have the same shaky bullpen they had when they were in Florida. So I think that's going to be a problem, especially in a short season where, you know, you can't afford to lose, you know, back-to-back games because your bullpen blew it. And you're going to need more bullpen help because of the way that the starting rotation isn't really stretched out yet. So if they can somehow figure that out, then that's a big, big reason. But I would say right now going into it, that's the most glaring concern.
All right. Baseball's back, Matt. Saddle up.
It is. Wash your hands, Mike.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for coming on. We appreciate
it. Take care. Thanks.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.